tucked away in the valley of Los Angeles, 42 miles northwest of Disneyland, sits a tiki bar with a 78-drink challenge called the Grog Law. Drink all 78 drinks within 1 year, and you get a plaque with your name on the wall. Let's join two thirsty friends for a little my time as they embark on a drunken journey through the log and talk about dumb shit like theme parks, drinking, and drinking at theme parks.
Welcome to My Time.
I'm your host, Dave.
And I'm joined, as always, by my best friend and partner in this journey, Corey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
I was going to call you my partner in grog.
I thought you were going to say my partner in my time.
I was going to call you my partner in grog, but then I realized the initials of that would be P-I-G, and it would be my pig. And
oh, my God. Right with it.
At the end of a long day of drinking, you can just look at me and go, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
I think we just accidentally stumbled upon something.
So you're my partner in grog. This week we take down a couple good drinks from the grog log and we talk about our upcoming Disney trip. But before we get into it, I wanted to play a voicemail. We got a voicemail from a listener named Kevin.
People are listening, Dave. People are listening.
People are listening and people are calling. It's great. Kevin was listening to our episode with a Rum Champ when we had the Derby Daiquiri, and he had some thoughts. Here's the voicemail.
Hey, My Time. It's Kevin Crossman from UltimateMyTime.com. Enjoyed your episode with Brian and the discussion of the Derby Daiquiri and your feelings that it was not so great. I had similarly had terrible results with the Derby Daiquiri. But I have to tell you, when I went to the Maikai a few years back, it was fantastic. It was so good, I couldn't even believe it. Something about those Florida oranges, and I think the locally grown key limes that they use in the lime juice there made it something special. So if you ever have the opportunity to go to the Maikai, once it reopens, I'd encourage you to get the Derby Daiquiri there. Love the show. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for the call, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I could see the key limes making a big difference.
Yeah,
I totally love key lime. You know this.
Yes.
The tartness from a key lime is just a little different than a normal lime juice,
totally.
I would say.
What I know about Kevin is that the man knows drinks. He's very particular about drinks. He runs his website, which he mentioned in the call, but I just want to make sure that it came through. UltimateMaiTai.com, where he's on the hunt for the ultimate Mai Tai. He goes to tiki bars and bars all around the country and rates and ranks every single Mai Tai that he's had. He's a listener after my own heart because I love ranking everything I've ever had.
You love a list.
Yeah, I love a list. Thanks for the tip. Hope to make it out when the Mai Tai reopens. With that, you know what's opening soon? Tonga Hut. So we got to get our butts to the Tonga Hut.
Got a rope drop.
We'll meet you over. It's quiet.
It's so quiet in here. I'm very self-conscious.
And we're
there's one
three
right
people.
Here. There's one patron here besides
yes.
us.
Welcome to My Time. This is the ASMR episode.
This is our bartender. There's only one other person here.
Somebody's liking this. I hope somebody likes this. Anyway, welcome to My Time. We're back at the Tonga Hut. We're ready to start grogging some law. We're not going to grogging some log. We're logging some grog.
There it is.
We got our sheets. The sheets don't look blank anymore.
No, we're filling it up.
I'm pretty proud of my sheet and where we stand. I still don't have a drooling bastard tiki name that I'm going to put on
gotta
the...
Gotta think of one for you.
What am I going to put on the wall?
I can't
just put Dave. My Time Dave? Davey My Time?
But then I feel like I need to be Corey My Time.
I don't know. You're definitely Coco Nut.
I'm definitely coconut.
I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but if you have any ideas of what I should name myself on the grog log, hit us up. 559 We Drunk. Give me my name. If I go with it,
you get a free shirt or something.
Yeah. If I go with it, I like come out to the Tonga Hut and when we hang up the plaque, I'll buy you
if
a fucking
you're local.
Drink.
We're not paying for your plane ticket.
What do you
think? We're rich?
Yeah. Get here on your own.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a drink.
And we'll give you a shirt.
And I'll give you a shirt. And then maybe you can stay at my house. And then maybe we become best friends. And then maybe this
And then this becomes My Time with Dave and this person and Corey is gone.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe that's our meet cute. Maybe that's the way that we just like become.
We are the three best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you want to wedge yourself into this podcast.
Yeah. Here's your opportunity.
Just name me on the grog log. So we handed our sheet over to Liz.
Our trusty barkeep.
Yes, she's amazing. She said she's made us something
good. Good. She said it's good.
Yeah, we're going good tonight. It's a chief
Lapu-Lapu.
What are we looking at? We're looking
at a tall, skinny guy, bamboo-shaped. Collins bamboo glasses.
It's a little bit darker than like a
normal tiki color.
Yeah, it's like a Long Island iced tea with like a...
You got a green umbrella. I got a peach kind of umbrella.
Yeah, they're real nice.
Maraschino cherries.
We're going to try this and I'll tell you what's in it. The drink's awake, so I'm awake. Cheers. I took a drink of that. I heard the guy say across the bar, viscous.
Viscous? Oh, that's not a good thing to know when you're drinking.
Yeah, it's just not a nice word to think of. Okay, I like this.
It tastes very passion fruit heavy, in my opinion.
It's passion fruit. I love passion fruit.
But it tastes good.
Chief Lapu-Lapu. Here's what's in it. Orange juice, sweet and sour, passion fruit syrup, dark Jamaican rum, Puerto Rican rum.
It's good.
Yeah, it's real. Nice, it's really nice.
It's refreshing.
The picture of how strong it is. The guy looks happy.
He's like, he's I'm not having fucked a up. Good day.
He's had a nice day.
He's sitting on the beach sipping this cocktail.
He might be on the beach, but like things went good at work. Like boss finally listened to what he said.
Maybe he got that promotion.
I think he did. He celebrated with a Chief Lapu-Lapu.
He's got his toes in the
Well,
sand.
I'll tell you what. This drink is circa 1950s. So he probably bought a house for like $30.
In Hawaii.
And it says, who does a guy have to kill to get a drink named after him? In the case of Chief Lapu-Lapu, it was a simple matter of wasting Magellan when the great Spanish navigator dropped anchor in the Philippines in 1521. This dude, Chief Lapu-Lapu, just fucking killed Magellan?
Great.
And now we're drinking the drink?
All right.
I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, fuck yeah. Magellan probably sucked.
Maybe he wasn't a good dude.
Magellan sucked. I mean, what do we know about, like, Columbus?
Not a good dude.
These, like, explorers, they suck.
They were not great to indigenous folks.
So, good on you, Chief Lapu-Lapu. That's why the guy's smiling. Corey, I have a question for you. So,
yes, Dave.
The other night, we drank a bunch with the rum champion.
Right.
We got pretty toasty. Got nice and...
It was a fun time.
We both ate quesadillas.
Yep.
Then I went to McDonald's.
I forgot you had to get chicken nuggets.
And I had to go get some chicken nuggets. I ate a 20-piece chicken nuggets and some in a
after
large rice.
After a big quesadilla.
After a quesadilla.
And Dave is a slight person, for people that don't know.
I'm not. No
yes,
longer.
Yes, you are. You're a slight person.
Okay. Does that change anything on...
No, I still think 50 chicken nuggets on the 50th episode is going to be hard for you.
Okay. I'll say this. I ate 20, and 20, it gets like repetitive.
That's going to be the problem.
That's
it's the same
issue?
Consistency. It's the same. The friedness of it is going to get to you. Yeah. You're not going to be able to do it. What did I bet on this?
Something low stakes, like a grog drink.
But I also bet you that D23 would actually announce something real in response to Epic Universe, and that's coming up.
I think you said within
6 months, and that was like 2 months ago, so we got about 4 months left.
Oh, maybe you said 6 months groundbreak.
I didn't say groundbreak. I said 6 months legit announcement.
Okay, we have
to remember what I say.
We're going to go back to the tape.
I don't remember this.
And now, let's check the My Time tape.
They will have a legit announcement of something. I do predict in the next 6 months, Disney will announce something.
I think they're going to announce that by 2040, they're going to dump $5 billion into a new theme park, but they're not ready to give us any details.
I think we get a legit Disneyland expansion announcement.
A groundbreaking, though?
Groundbreaking, permits filed, we get like a legit announcement.
I mean, that's what we thought we were getting with Epcot.
I'm betting you a grog log drink.
Okay.
In the next 6 months that Disneyland announces groundbreaking new things.
I'll take that bet.
Shake.
There's no way that permits and groundbreaking happen within 6 months.
In 6 months? That's my guess.
The clip's awake, so we're awake. And that was the My Time Tape.
All right. So
back to the drink.
Yeah, back to the drink. So
edit we're, point.
Yeah. Chief Lapu-Lapu.
It's delicious.
Yeah, this is really nice. This is actually one of my...
one of the more crushable ones. This is great. It's a good balance.
It's an awesome balance. It's awesome.
Give this an easy 4.
I'm going to say it might be a 4.5 for me.
Oh, that's higher than the Mai Tai.
It's higher. Ooh.
Whoa.
It might be.
Oh, no.
It might be. I just...
It's less sweet than the Mai Tai in a way.
I would say it's not as complex as a Mai Tai. A Mai Tai is like got a lot of flavors going on. It's a little sweet. If it had a touch more booze
or
a little bit of spice.
Like a little bitters or something?
Not bitters. Like the cinnamon-ish kind of like flavor. It would be like a home run for me. This is like yummy juice and rum.
Yeah.
Which I'm in the mood for today. So today it might
it's
be
hot out. It's like 87 degrees
like out. Okay. You know, 4.5 might be a little hot.
I feel good about my 4. It's delicious.
I'll go 4.25.
It's crushable.
I'm gonna end up at 4.
It's refreshing. I think it's good.
So yeah, so we're going to Disneyland.
This week. Yeah, we're gonna do a full Trader Sam's.
Okay, so we're gonna do a full Trader Sam's episode.
I think we need to try everything on the menu.
That's pretty awesome.
You have to.
Yeah. I mean, how many drinks are on that menu? I want to look it up.
10 or 12, maybe? Alcoholic drinks? We don't stay there very often. Have you?
Stayed at the Disneyland Resort.
I've stayed at the Disneyland
Which I now,
Hotel.
After the Mike Mitchell episode, now know I have to clarify whether or not I'm talking about the Disneyland Resort
or
Disneyland Park.
Yes. It's different.
I've never stayed at the Disneyland Resort or park.
I've stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. One time when my brother was a monorail pilot, he got me a room.
Cool.
On like the concierge floor, like for ridiculously cheap. I mean, this was 10 years ago or whatever, right. So it was even cheaper. And then when Brittany was still working at ABC, we stayed there with like 6 of us. The thing I remember most was we got back to the room after the parks closed at midnight or whatever. We went to Trader Sam's for a nightcap. We were all having a good time. Let's say that we ordered room service at like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And this like butler dressed in like tails brought up the thing and like wheeled it into the room. And he goes, we have an order of fries, took off the little thing. We have an order of fries, took off the little thing. We have an order of fries. We have an order of fries.
4 orders of
it
fries?
It was like $70 worth of French fries.
Oh my
Never regret it. Don't regret it. It was life-changing at that moment.
I love that.
But anyway, so we got into Trader Sam's full menu.
There are 15 drinks at Trader Sam's.
Alcoholic drinks.
15 alcoholic drinks at Trader Sam's. How are we going to take 15 drinks to the house?
We'll split them.
Okay. That's not so bad. That's not so bad.
And we have our wives that can help us too.
Okay. I get that. I haven't been to Disneyland in like 1.5 years. My magic key expired, did not renew it.
So what's the top of your list?
The only thing that I haven't done besides Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Which is closed when we're there.
The only thing that I haven't done at Disneyland is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. That is a fucking
It's a tongue twister.
It's a fucking hard runaway. Runaway is a tough word.
Yeah.
Especially after a couple tiki drinks.
We've only had one.
Yeah. Runaway Railroad. Runaway Railroad. I'm looking forward to that the most. Crazy enough, my 6-year-old finally thinks he's brave enough. All I know is we got to get these kids on Incredicoaster at the end of the night.
You think Ozzy's going on Incredicoaster?
He wants to go on Incredicoaster.
Let me tell you, it was closed on Sunday for a refurb. Is it opening?
Oh, don't say. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Because I didn't think it was supposed to be closed on Sunday.
Let's see. I'm just going to check the times right now. Incredicoaster currently has a closed for refurbishment. Yikes.
Let me see.
Oh, no.
Winnie the Pooh is closed starting 5-1. So we're good. Mr. Lincoln closed 4:16. Matterhorn is closed 4:15.
Starting then, and we don't have a date.
Yeah.
The Incredicoaster is scheduled to reopen April 18th.
Well, that's close.
Ooh, 2 fucking days. Oh, my God. My kids.
Hey, we'll do the best we can.
Okay.
Okay, so Minnie Mickey's Runaway Railway, because you guys haven't done that.
Okay, Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
Is it Runaway or Railroad?
It's a fucking terrible name is what
it
is.
It's a tongue twister.
You can answer this for me. I've heard that the line, the queue for what do we call it?
So Minnie I don't have Mickey's to say. Minnie Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Just so I, MMMR.
Minnie Mickey's Railway. Just say that.
I can't.
Oh my God, you couldn't even do that.
Minnie and Mickey's Railway. I can't. MMR.
Corey's tattoo.
Measles, Mumps, and Rubella.
MMR shot.
MMR. Okay, so we get our MMR booster. I've heard that the queue for that ride is just fucking great.
It's cool. And there's unfortunately, so much... if you do the Lightning Lane, it's not as good.
Right.
What else at Disneyland?
Okay. So Haunted Mansion better be open. I'm just kidding.
It's not open.
I know. What the fuck's open at this park? This is insane. Okay. But honestly, the thing I'm looking forward to the most is just kind of being there. My wife and I were like, we just kind of want to be on Main Street and like hang out and just take it in. The sights, the smells, the all of it. We just haven't been in a long time. So I think that that's what we're looking for. Okay. So we should get another drink.
Wait, I need to ask you something.
Okay.
Will you get the gyoza bun with me in San Francisco?
Yeah. I want to try actually. I want to try all the San Francisco foods.
Yeah.
Since we can no longer meet Baymax in San Francisco.
Now it's only a hero, right?
It's only a hero, I believe.
Why do they do that? It's lame because Billy really likes those Baymax shorts that are on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. And I every time, because it was brand new, the line was insane. Yeah. So I was like, we can't wait in an hour-long line. He won't last.
No.
So I was waiting for it to die down, and now he's not even there.
You cannot meet Baymax in any place. That just speaks volumes.
Dang.
They didn't do that for like, hey, we're going to make a great experience. They did that because they're like, hey, we have no plans to bring anything big to the park. So we're just going to slap some lanterns onto Ghirardelli and call
I'll be honest, it's very popular. It's definitely more popular than it was when it was Pacific Wharf, excuse me.
Well, they have better food there now. I mean, they've possibly got better food
but
items.
I'll be interested to see what you think when you're actually there.
When I'm there, I know I will not be cynical. I think that, like, as soon as I step there, all these, like, complaints, that's what they bank on. They bank on the fact that, like,
you're nostalgic.
We're going to be there and we're going to be like, this is fucking great.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. We can criticize something we love and still love it. Period.
Yeah, let's get another drink and then we'll talk other topics.
Yep,
okay,
I think we're
okay,
good.
I'm gonna go get another drink from the Grog Log. I'll be right back.
Toodles. Oh, I think this is a frozen one.
Frozen drink time? This is kind of cool looking drink. Missionary Downfall.
The original Don the Beachcomber. That's where it's from.
Ernest!
From 1948.
We love you, Ernest.
Oh my god, the cost of this drink in 1948 at Don the Beachcomber, guess how much it was?
1948.
At Down the Beachcomber.
At Down the Beachcomber.
How much was this drink?
We got booze. 1948. This drink was 85 cents.
You're a liar and you looked at it.
I swear to God.
I don't believe you.
I swear on my life.
This is the 90 capacity
again. I swear
on my life.
What is it? Is it really 85
yes,
cents?
Yes, you're a liar.
I swear on my children.
I'll quit the podcast.
Holy crap. I swear on my children. I swear on my life. I swear my life. That's insane.
Quit.
Is it really 85?
It's 85 cents.
It's 85. Yep. 85 right. Fucking cents.
Let's taste this garden.
That's fucking incredible.
Let's taste this garden.
Here's what we're quickly looking at.
A lot of mint.
Okay. Tall, skinny guy drink.
A lot of mint.
Straight up green. Looks like green juice.
Looks like green juice from Whole Foods.
Mixed with coconut. It's beautiful. Liz, this
is beautiful.
A slice
of pineapple.
Slice of pineapple.
Hugging the glass.
Hugging
in a
mint.
Circular manner.
Hugging the mint.
Yep.
Hugging the straw. As
they're
if to
spooning.
Say, yes, as if to say, drink me, which I will. And it's foamy and it's blended.
Yeah.
So
the mints. I'm going to do it.
The mints away. Okay, she's leaning in. Okay, here we go. Oh, wow. If you like mint,
this
you'll
is
love
the
this.
Drink
this
for is, you.
This is
to
straight.
To be honest, it tastes healthy. Is that a weird thing to say?
Yeah. I could buy that. I could be talked into this being a health food drink.
It tastes like the green juice I used to get at Whole Foods when I lived in Playa del Rey. Like, it tastes like that a bit.
If I'm being completely honest, I don't taste booze. I just taste mint.
I just taste mint.
I don't dislike it.
It's very refreshing and delicious.
Like, it tastes more minty than a mojito, but less boozy.
A mojito tastes more rum.
Yeah, taste more like booze than this.
It's very good. This is good.
Okay, Missionary's Downfall. Here's what we're looking at. Less mint than the Noah Noah, because we only got 4 sprigs of mint in this.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sprigs of mint in mine.
But maybe not mixed in. Maybe this is just garnish. You know what I mean?
This is really good.
Okay, so four
this
mint.
This is a 5.
This is a 5 for you.
It's delicious.
Whoa.
Sorry, groundbreaking news. This what? Is a five for me.
Holy smokes. Missionary's Downfall is your favorite drink.
Apparently, I like Missionary.
Yeah, you love it, Missionary. Okay, so we got mint, we got pineapple, we got OJ, we got peach brandy, we got simple syrup, light Puerto Rican rum.
It's not too sweet. It tastes herbal. It's refreshing. It doesn't leave like a coat on your mouth. Okay. It's delicious.
And it's Mr. Easy
is the face.
This guy's doing you right. You like
this
Missionary.
Really
you
good.
Like Missionary.
When I said on the Mike Mitchell episode, I'll know a five when I have a five, this is a five.
Holy smokes. Do you have a new favorite drink? This is pretty groundbreaking.
I love this.
I don't know.
It's the trick of it seeming healthy to me, I think.
Yeah. I don't. It's got 1.5 ounces of booze.
No, it's not booze heavy.
No, it's not.
But the taste of it is delicious.
I mean, honestly, it's got like so much mint that it almost feels like salad.
I think that's why I like it. Like I said, it tastes
like
healthy.
Fucking, like a salad drink. Like a.
It's a whiskey drink. It's a salad drink.
Yeah, it's delicious. I'll give it a 4. I'm not as high on it as you are.
Maybe should I not do
it? No, you should give. You should speak your truth.
I really like it. Like
say
I would
no
order
more.
This every time I come here.
No judgment. I'm not
saying it's strong. I'm not saying it's going to mess you up.
It doesn't
just
have to be.
I love the flavor of it.
It doesn't have to be.
And it triggered something in my brain that was like, oh, this is healthy. It's good.
It doesn't have to mess you up to be a favorite drink.
I love it.
There's
it hit something in me that I was like, this is good.
You lit up when you drank it.
As soon as the first sip, I was like, oh.
So, okay, you're a 5. I assume I know the answer to this question. You're going to get it again.
Yes. Maybe I shouldn't say 5 because I will say my criticism of this is this does not scream tiki to me.
I mean, we're seeing Don the Beachcomber made it in...
I know, 48, 85 cents. So maybe it is
It is a tiki. It is tiki. I mean, like...
But I've just never seen it anywhere else, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, because that begs the question, like, so are we saying that if it doesn't have pineapple juice, if it doesn't have, like...
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not a fuck you up drink, but it just tastes really good.
She's on fire right now.
I like mint. I do like mint. So yeah. If you don't like mint, like you said, maybe this isn't your jam. But it just blends together so well. And the fact that it is a blended frozen drink, I think makes it even more palatable.
It's nice. It's nice.
And it's hot today. It just hit me right.
It's hot. It's a hot day.
It's hitting me right.
Okay. So what's the ideal setup for this? Is this a good beach drink?
Yeah, I would say it's a good beach drink. This is, you went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You went for an early morning swim or paddleboard.
Okay.
You go back to the bar. It's
yeah.
10 a.m.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're like,
you say no more. 10 a.m. is like perfect.
Yeah, it's like the bar just opened. You don't want to look like you're drinking too much.
I'd actually.
But like this,
I prefer this over a Bloody Mary.
Oh, 100%. 100%. This is better than Bloody Mary.
This is Bloody Missionary. It's like your first time.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
So, okay. So here's.
I have more
here's,
things to ask you.
Okay. About what? About the.
Oh, you can go first.
I can easily make a list of things that we won't be doing at Disneyland.
Okay.
Tom Sawyer Island.
That was the next thing I was going to say we have to go to.
Are you out of your mind?
No, we have to go.
Why?
Because you haven't been.
I've been to Tom Sawyer
when
Island.
When was the last time?
We've taken my kids there more than... I get so angry when I go there.
Because you like, can't get off?
No, because I think it's just a tremendous waste of time. Tom Sawyer Island, here's a great thing. Here's a great tip. Best thing about Tom Sawyer Island, go there at 10 a.m. and take a morning dump.
Jesus Christ,
at Tom Sawyer Island because...
It's a Crohn's bathroom spot.
It's a wonderful bathroom. It is a solo stall. It is rarely trafficked. It is always clean. It's beautiful. Go there, take a dump at Tom Sawyer Island, feel like a goddamn executive.
All right.
Tom Sawyer Island, you really think it's a must-do?
I don't think it's a must-do. I just haven't done it often. And Bowie's never been there.
Oh, God. That's the thing. Bowie's the perfect age for Tom Sawyer Island. Here's the thing. He's not. Wait a minute. I'm going back on that. Bowie is not the perfect age for Tom Sawyer Island because he's the age that you can put him in those tunnels. And then
he's gone.
No, and then you have to go in after him.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. That's like the same reason I don't like parks at this age.
You have to wedge yourself in that fucking little small crevices of those caves. My kids are great age for Tom Sawyer Island because I can sit and have it relax and they can just run and I don't give a shit because they're fine.
Bowie, not so much. She's fallen into the river.
Tom Sawyer Island. I've been wanting to talk about this. Just fucking demolish it. Just get rid of it. Just get rid of Tom Sawyer Island.
What would you put there?
You could put an entire new land. You could put Endor there. You could put...
No,
they would never. What could you put? You could put Villains Land there. They wouldn't do that. You
not
could,
big enough.
It's huge. It's so much space. You could put, I mean, at least a ride there. There could be another Thunder Mountain there, like
it
size ride.
The Paris Thunder Mountain, like where you have to like go under the river.
I mean, I don't want the same things that Disney World has.
Of course.
You could put Mine Train there. You could
There was a Mine Train ride there.
I mean, open the fucking zoo back up. Then there was like,
that was where Galaxy's Edge is. Yeah.
The goats. I mean, there's so much you could do with that. Tom Sawyer Island, fucking anything. Implode that shit. There's no more Fantasmic. Now,
this is what I was leading to.
Okay.
Fantasmic's supposed to open back up in May 2024.
In May 20, without a dragon.
Without the dragon.
I mean, I like Fantasmic. I'm not like one
you
of the.
You didn't like it.
I do like. I did like it before. It's a clusterfuck.
It's the best nighttime show, though.
Yes. It's, Main Street Electrical Parade. Are you putting that in there?
You think Main Street Electrical Parade is better than Fantasmic at Disneyland? This is the end of our friendship.
Maybe I'm just, like, very nostalgic for that.
Sure. But they've also said it was ending 72 times.
Sure.
And sold those fucking light bulbs.
Yeah. But, I mean, okay. Are we talking about... No dragon.
They're going to have to do something else for the finale, obviously.
It's going
to
be like a kite. Like a kite flying.
In comparison, maybe. But Fantasmic is a great show.
Fantasmic's wonderful. I love the dance. Like when the boat comes around, the Mark Twain and everybody's dancing. I love the music.
Yeah, but I like the black and white version versus the color version.
You take away that fucking dragon, though, and
it takes away a lot of the show.
It takes a lot away.
I will also say I've had a lot of fortunate circumstances where I've been sat in areas of privilege to watch.
Sure.
So that may also contribute to my view of Fantasmic.
I will also say this. I've let the clusterfuck of that crowd and the fact that, like, you have to get in that horde of people so early.
Sure.
And then I have to hold a 3-year-old and my 3-year-old.
It weighs on your opinion.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Sure.
At some point. Speaking of juice, I'm going to take another sip.
God, this is good.
It's really good. Okay, but Fantasmic could still happen if you blow up Tom Sawyer Island. It's just.
But a lot of the stage portion is there.
It's on the stage, though.
Yeah. But you could put things behind it. I guess I haven't been on Tom Sawyer's Island in Disneyland in a while, so I guess I can't really associate how big that plot of land is, really.
Oh, it's huge. It's really big. It goes so far around. And then, okay, so
it's really big. It goes so far around.
No, it goes so far. Like,
it's so big.
It's so big.
So the circumference is really big?
Yes. But
is it deep?
Yes. One of the last times that I went on that fucking island, we were on a fucking roll. With how many rides we had been on.
Was it the last day you had your pass?
No, but we were on a fucking tear. We were going on so many rides. We were like rolling Genie Plus. If you rope drop at Disneyland, it's great because not many people...
Locals don't rope drop.
Disneyland is more quiet than Disney World at rope drop. It was great. We had been on so many rides, and then my kids fucking stalled out and said, we have to go to Tom Sawyer Island. And I was irrationally angry at the fact that we were making...
This is why I keep telling you, make the plans, because I don't want you to go like...
No, we were so angry. I was like, okay, there goes all of our momentum. But we will get off this island. All these other rides will be so long. We've now fucked ourselves. All at the expense of letting our kids run through fake...
Cubby holes. Yeah.
Fake piles of gold.
Yeah.
And fun little things that are not even working anymore.
No,
the
maintenance on them are
not
good.
Hey, crank this thing that's supposed to shoot water in, out of something, and it doesn't work anymore. Or go over this rickety bridge and
Barrel bridge.
Yeah, but it doesn't work anymore, so you have to go around the bridge. Fuck that. They haven't done anything to that.
I haven't been over there for a while, like I said, so I can't comment.
Make magic key holders go get a sticker over there. If you really want to like divert people over there, because right now it's just nothing except the best bathroom at Disneyland. So in my eyes, when we go to Disneyland this week, and I haven't been in a little while, so I might be wrong, but I think that with our early entry, we can at least get a nice picture of ourselves in front of the castle first.
Sure.
We get a nice happy picture before my kid has chocolate from the Mickey bar all over his shirt. We walk on through. We hit Peter Pan.
Well, we're in line for that. I think we get Minnie Mickey's Railway. Oh, Lightning Lane.
Sure. Or just like get in that and then rope drop.
Here's
to pay
what I've
Lightning
learned
Lane.
About Genie Plus.
Yeah.
In my experience, the best way to utilize it.
These people are behind you are going to straight up missionaries downfall soon.
And they're mad at us?
No. They're about to fight.
You need to start looking from the very beginning of the day.
Birds behind you gonna fuck.
And you need to book the things with the closest return time.
100%.
Similar to what MaxPass was like.
Right, because then you can
eventually
roll it.
You will have to wait for something, but you can knock out way more if you book the closest return time, especially if you're trying to get a lot of things done. If you're only a day guest, that is the way to go.
They're making out now. Quick. If you want to look, they won't see. They won't see now.
We have a couple in the booth next to us, which refers back to this Mike Mitchell episode about having a blue light on in here and not wanting to see what is all over the floor. Jizz may be spilling out pants in the booth next to us.
Whoa.
Did you see peen?
No. There was a lot of tongue coming out.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway. Okay.
Also, I might be able to get the DAS from a Crohn's.
Oh, yeah, DAS, which is Disability Access Service. There's a lot about it. I still have to watch more about that. That's
something I do want to talk about because I did get a comment from a friend that has used it over the years and is responding to...
They just send everybody with Crohn's to Tom Sawyer Island.
Go use this toilet, fuckers. blow up this. That's what happened to the Maleficent Dragon. That's why it blew up.
Enjoy the fucking glorious single-serve bath, single-use bathroom. It is honestly the best bathroom.
Wait, what's the gas that comes off of farts? What's that called?
Methane.
Methane gas that blew up Maleficent from those bathrooms. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the bathrooms and Imagineers who raised raised red flags and were told to look
just
the other way.
Forget about it. The DAS thing is really interesting. I do want to talk about this for reals at some point because they've changed it so many times over the last few years that it kind of makes my heart hurt that people that actually potentially really need it, now it's harder for them to get it. And I don't like that. But that's a topic for another time.
Topic for another episode. You know what my initials are? DAS.
And he sipped it out of his straw.
Okay, so that's it. We're going to go next week. We're going to have a lot of Trader Sam's content. News to me, we're going to drink all the fucking drinks at Trader Sam's.
If we're fucking there, we're staying there. We're drinking all the drinks,
dude. We're going to get all the drinks.
And look for giveaways, because maybe we'll get some cool Trader Sam's mugs that will be part of the giveaway.
Giveaways coming up. These people behind you making out are fucking me.
How much
up.
Of a boner do you think he has? Is it
how much
full
what?
Standing? His boner, do you think it's full up?
Yeah. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to go pay some bills.
My therapist said something very nice when I was hanging up with her today on the conversation. She didn't say be well. She was shoot, what was it?
While you think about it, I saw the newest batch of Blueies came out.
You texted me about it and said it ruined you.
Well, in a good...
And now it's become viral that it ruined everyone.
In a wonderful way.
That's the episode.
The sign. I saw that somebody, I wish I remember who it was, said that they were in therapy today.
Think about it.
And they talked about a Bluey. Her therapist said that every single person I've had today has talked about Bluey.
Maybe she said... Please take care. And I thought that was nice.
Please take care. I love it.
It's take care of yourself. Respect the people around you. I thought that was a nice sentiment. Yeah. Take care.
Take care. Okay, so everybody, take care.
And we're
going to take care of some bills. We're going to send this on home and...
watch these people have create a baby in the booth next to us.
I go ask these people if they've ever heard of the missionary downfall.
Fuck.
All right.
Mahalo.
Okay, bye.
Okay, that's our show this week.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
I was dreaming of that wonderful missionary's downfall.
I mean, I'm still wanting it. Like, every day I wake up and say, I could have a missionary's downfall.
Yep.
It tasted healthy.
Yeah, loved it. Well, you know how to find us on social media. It's at MyTimeThePodcast on Instagram. Our email is MyTimeThePodcast@gmail.com. You can call us at 559-WE-DRUNK, which is 559-933-7865, and leave a message, just like Kevin did. If you've had any drinks that we've had and you have thoughts or opinions on them, let us know. If you've done the Grog Log and you had favorite drinks or lowlights or highlights, or if you just want to share your tiki recipes or share your favorite tiki drinks, that'd be great too.
Or any topics you want to suggest about theme parks or horror nights or any questions you might have, that works too. We can answer any of that kind of stuff to the best of our ability.
If you don't want us to play your message, just let us know and we won't play it. If you don't tell us, we might use it. And if we use it, we'll send you a sticker. And if you're feeling generous, head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
It would be much appreciated.
Yeah, totally. That's it. Until next week, I'm Dave.
And I'm Corey. Mahalo.
Bye.